7:15, that was Joe Burrow, who I would think is a little sore this morning, as are a lot of people, because that was a hard-hitting game last night. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of our Tiger Tailgating Show, and a friend joins us. Hey, Herb.
What's up, Tommy? How you doing, brother?
I'm well. You?
I'm doing well, man. I'm trying to gather my wits about myself right now, but we're good, man. We celebrated last night. I had a great time. Wonderful time.
Tell me real quick, like, as a player, you're pretty banged up next day, I think, huh?
Oh yeah, definitely. You got some nicks and some bruises for sure, but you know your pride and your ego won't even allow you to feel that, to be honest with you, because you're still trying to let it all sink in. You're trying to at this point, you're the national champion, and you don't have a game next week at all. You get to lie in bed a little bit longer. you get to not have to go to the training room as fast in the morning on the next day. So, yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, and it's one of those things where the pain hurts, right? Because it was well worth it.
So you're watching the game last night, Herb. You're seeing LSU starting with this terrible field position. You getting worried or not?
So just so you know, Tommy, first of all, we did our show at the Rocky Bowl, and John over at the Rocky Bowl really laid it out for us, so we had a great time.
John Blanchard?
I didn't end up watching the game there.
Oh, did you?
But I ended up going to my mother-in-law's, and we watched it with my mother-in-law, my grandmother and my wife. We watched it together, and the dog, of course. Mm-hmm. So watching that game last night, the first couple possessions, I'm like, man, we're behind the eight ball, and this is not good. But I remember watching the Kansas City Chiefs on, I think it was Sunday night or Saturday night. I can't remember.
Sunday afternoon.
They were down 24-0 in the second quarter. So I'm like, you know what? We got four quarters to play. This is just the beginning. We're going to be all right. So all it took was just a little field position game change. That's what we needed, and we got that. And then the second quarter, we started scoring some points.
You know, some I think that made a big difference, and I was talking to Mike Dettelier earlier about this, Von Rosenberg, who is, by the way, 29 years old, he hit that punt like a screaming drive down the fairway that kept rolling and rolling and rolling. Yeah. And that was a big difference maker, I think, in that first quarter for LSU, because it put Clemson, it flipped the field in a way.
It flipped the field. You're absolutely right. Great observation, Tommy. That was one of the key plays that helped flip the field. And then you can't give enough credit to our defense. All going into this game, we talked about how great Trevor Lawrence was, how great Etienne was, and the wide receivers, and this Clemson team, this juggernaut of a team. And our defense came out and held them to almost the lowest output of points the entire season. And for me, I hang my hat on the defensive play, the way that those guys played the last five or six games. They really came around, and that punt really helped those defensive guys get a little breather as well to be able to continue to play successful as they have.
Yeah, because when you're backed up on a three, that's survival mode, right?
That's survival mode. You don't want to drop back. You're just trying to get the ball up the field. And you can kind of tell with the play calls that we had, they weren't really in sync, because, you know, you have a scripted play, series of plays at the beginning of the game, but you don't have them scripted to start at the 3-yard line, right, you know, with your back against the wall. So,
in terms of the defense, it seems to me they started off maybe a little bit over-pursuing, maybe not being as disciplined as they became later in the game.
Look, they hadn't played in 2 weeks. It's the national championship. They've got all kind of jitters. They got butterflies, but they also are anxious. And they're really salivating at the mouth to be able to get to play against a different opponent, and to get to play against an opponent that everybody's really saying that they're really inferior to. So at that point, I kind of thought that would happen in the beginning, but you know, it wasn't too much of it. So
no, they settled down pretty quickly, and then everybody just did their job, right?
So, correct. Clemson scored 25 points, but they earned every last point. You know, it wasn't like those points were really just blown plays or things like that. They had to earn those points, meaning they had, you know, 8-9 play drives to get down the field in order to score. And then a couple of one touchdown we gave up that wasn't good was the penalty on the punt, and then the face mask with the 15 yards. So we gave them 30 yards on that. So we shouldn't have did that. But outside of that, defense played great. Phenomenal.
All right, we can take a break here when we come back. I want to ask you something about when a quarterback runs, and Trevor Lawrence is a load, is a big old man, but about if the quarterback's going to run, something that the defense can get out of it as well. 720 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of our Tiger Tailgating Show and a friend of ours. So what I was talking about before the break, Herb, and you're a quarterback. So if you're going to have a quarterback that runs, and again, Trevor Lawrence, a big old guy, I would presume can take a lot of punishment. But it seems to me if you're going to run, all right, especially inside, you're going to get 5 yards. But you know what? We're going to keep hitting you, and we're going to not anything dirty. We're going to keep hitting you hard, so we're going to get something out of it, too. Good defensive strategy, and have you ever had that happen to you?
It's great defense strategy. There's two things, people that can run and people that can run with the ball in their hand. Mm-hmm. There's two different things. So Trevor Lawrence is a decent runner with the ball in his hands, but he doesn't do that down on a down-and-down basis. So the last two games, they really try to utilize his running ability, which they'd never done before the first 12 games or whatever. So it becomes a little bit passing on them, and those hits does take a toll. And as you can see, the final hit that Grant Delpit put on him caused a fumble, which was one of the greatest plays of all night. But at the end of the day, it's just what you said. Those hits take a toll on you. You're not really used to playing that type of football, and it does really help the defense when they can constantly kind of wear down the quarterback, whether he's in the pocket or whether he's running the ball down the field.
You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and to be fair, ATN, man, those two guys pretty talented.
Let me tell you, I can't say enough about ATN. I think he's one of the best backs in the country. When he get the ball, you can just see his explosion and his power, his quickness, and his speed. But how about Clyde, man? Clyde has come from somewhere where you would have never thought this guy would be who he is today. He ended up having, I think he had like 16 carries for 120-something yards. And that's amazing because it didn't look like he had that much of an impact on the game, but every time he touched the ball, it was 8 yards, it was 10 yards, it was 7, it was 11 yards, you know. So this guy, he can catch the ball out the backfield, he can run the ball. Not only can he do those two things, but he also can help block for Joe Burrow as he passes the football.
For Trevor Lawrence?
No, I'm talking about Clyde Edwards.
Oh, Clyde Edwards, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It seemed as though Ohio State had a lot of trouble wrapping up Travis Etienne, but last night LSU, a little bit struggled with it early, but then they kind of wrapped him up pretty well.
You know, the thing about it, he got his yards, and that's what he was going to get, but he didn't get those explosive plays that we're normally seeing. So, but every time we got a hand on him, we got him down. Now, he did, he like I said, he looked explosive, and he looked every bit of, just one of the strongest guys out there on the field and one of the most talented. But we were gang tackling him, so we had two or three guys on him at all times. And then I thought our defensive coordinator, Dave Aranda, did a good job of scheming for him. There was a couple of three or four plays where as soon as he got a screenplay or something, he was getting tackled immediately. So I thought that was a really great job on Dave Aranda's part in calling those plays at the right time.
Stopped him before he got going.
Yes, sir.
In terms of this 47, James Skalski, and I'm not taking anything away from LSU at all, but, man, that was pretty big when he got tossed.
The only person that was really getting to Joe all night long was him in that A-gap, B-gap blitz that they were doing. And then that was only because of confusion-wise. So that was early on. Throughout the middle of the game, I think we kind of handled it a little bit better. Right when he got that targeting call is when he was, starting to affect the game just a little bit more. But he was a clearly one of the best players on the team. But, the targeting call is in there for a reason.
Yep.
It's not so much on that particular play to protect the receiver. It was more to protect him because you don't want to duck your head and hit someone with the crown of your helmet. That's how you can get injured really bad or even worse. So I always like the call when it's like that, in that situation. So, but it did affect the game, but it affected the game positively for LSU.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand the targeting rule and how sometimes with angles and people moving, it can change. But if you lead with the crown of your helmet, that's got nothing to do with people moving and changing, does it?
Absolutely. So that's the whole point. It protects the player that is making the tackle. So look, you can't do this like this. Use your shoulder. He could have used every bit of just sliding his head to the right or left and using the shoulder and made just as an impact of a hit. And nothing would have been wrong with that, right? But, these guys, they have to understand that that's a part of the new rules moving forward, and it helps them moving forward later on in life.
All right, we'll take a break, pick it up here with her when we come back. If you got any questions or comments, you can call 260-1870. You can text them to 870-870, and you can ask them of Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show, one of the nicer people you'll ever want to meet. Right now, WWL First News, Dave Cohen. 7:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Let's congratulate Janet Taranto. She won a pair of tickets to see the Liverpool Legends Complete Beatles Experience Friday night, Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And we'll have another pair for you next hour and every hour through 10 a.m. So just keep listening for that. Quickly, before we get back to Herb Tyler, or we can put Herb on as well. Hey, Justin, you're on WWL.
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call, Tommy. And hello, Herb. That game last night probably aged me about 20 years.
Really?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm getting we're going 3-and-out. Clemson is driving. We get pinned back at our 4-yard line, and the penalties were just so infuriating, especially the face mask penalty that took us 15 yards that gave the score to Clemson. And I'm thinking, I'm not leaving my LSU Fighting Tigers. I'm going to sit here and just take it. And they came back out of nowhere and did what they did. I'm so proud of them.
I'm going to tell you, how can you not be? Thank you, Justin. I appreciate the call. Herb, there were these Pac-12 officials. And look, I don't care if you let them fight for the ball. I really don't. But you got to be consistent when you call it. Did you see a lot of consistency, not only from play to play, but from quarter to quarter?
I kind of did, because on the outside, the receivers and the DBs, they were hand checking each other all night long. I thought the officials did a good job of making calls that were obvious and then allowing the guys to play the game, right? To not slow the game down and not take the game out of the hands of the players. So I thought the officials did a good job of being there, but being, out of sight, out of mind almost, We committed some foolish penalties that were just blatant penalties. Mm-hmm. So they were calling. So if you think about it, if you go back and you kind of analyze the different penalties that were called, I think they all were warranted.
But unlike pro football, really, sometimes a pass interference penalty in college, if you beat for a touchdown, not the worst thing you can do.
No, because it's not a spot foul,
right?
Like in the NFL. So it goes from wherever the ball was hiked from the line of scrimmage, but it's not a bad call. But it's
you'd
one of those
things.
You
prefer not to get beat, right?
Right. It's like, dude, just play the game, right? Play football. You've been playing it forever. Just play backyard football at some point where you just go rogue and you just try to make a play and get the ball, get an interception or something.
So let me ask you about next year. Quarterback is next year's quarterback on the team? It seems to be the age of the transfer. I don't know what the situation is with that. Your thoughts?
As I've sat back and I watched this year's team, and I've watched Brennan play the last couple of years, he's the heir apparent, apparently. He's the backup this year. But you also have Peter Parrish on the team right now. You have T.J. Finley from Ponchatoula, who's a freshman, who actually started practicing a couple weeks ago. You got Max Johnson that's coming in, I think, in January. And those guys are freshmen, and I'm not sure how they're going to do, with the exception of Brennan. But it could be a transfer quarterback. I don't know. It's one of those things where we need to go through spring and see what we have on the roster now, see how they compete, and pick up this new offense. Because you got to remember, this offense, this is the first year we've done this offense. So, everybody that's running it now, this is their first year doing it. So we'll see how it kind of pans out next year. But I don't know. I can't say for sure that he is on the roster now, or if he's going to be coming on as a transfer or next year sometime.
Herb, I appreciate your time. I really do, man. Go get some rest.
Thank you, Tommy. Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Enjoy your day, brother.
Thank you, sir. You too. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host Tiger Tailgating Show. It has been foggy all week, but I think it's even foggier today than it has been earlier. 7:50, 10 till 8. Let's take a look at traffic now. WWL.